ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a quest for understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and please join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast. Yes, indubitably.
Welcome, Botched listeners,
to an in-betweener. Hi, I'm Austin. I will be your DM for this wonderful two-episode extravaganza where who knows what'll happen. It's only going to be
two
episodes.
It's going to be seven.
We might not even make it to the second.
It's going to be a new season.
Y'all might just get murdered. So, anyway, this is Austin DMing, tweener, between season four and our exciting season five, which we are very, very excited about doing, even though we have no idea who we're playing or what we're doing in it. So Botch, basically.
Or what the game is or what the rules are.
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are, where are we? Oh, okay.
Who?
I know where we are. We are in the Atlantic Ocean.
New York.
No, a little bit more to the east.
Oh, more east, okay.
So you guys will be playing Viking Raiders, who are going out on your first Viking raid, your first raid outside of Norse territories. And the plan is that you four will be joined with two large Viking warships, and you'll be raiding the northeastern coast of England. Let's introduce you, everyone. Dennis?
Hi, I'm Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, and I'm going to be playing Vjern.
Hi, this is Philip D. Keating, the imaginary nomad himself, and he'll be playing Ken.
Hi, this is John, Dr. Frankenfurter, as you may know him, and I'll be playing Eric.
Yes, this is Tristan, and I will be playing Werner Skvirtzog. I am also known as Chonky Dong on the internet.
All right, so these are our Vikings. They're going to go on an epic raid of the peasantry and poor Christian bastards that have no idea what's about to hit them.
Oh, they're rich.
Well, not the peasants, but like
they are rich in sheep.
They're rich in spirit.
Okay, that might be true. But you guys aren't going for spirit.
We're going to steal their spirit.
Okay, you might be going to steal their spirit, but the main goal is to steal gold and ale and women and horses.
And sheep.
Sheep, yes, of course. Werner Skvirtzog, you must have all of your sheep.
Vjern loosely believes in Christianity because his half-brother Vjernist saved Christmas one year.
Oh, that's very interesting. Which Christmas? All Christmas?
Yeah, he saved Santa Claus.
Father Christmas?
All right.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, my brother, my half-brother, Ernest.
No, I got it. I got your joke.
I got a list.
Hold on. Hey, Yearn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vjern. Yeah. It's Vjern.
Hey, Vjern. Got it. I get your jokes.
Thank you. There's one.
So our intrepid bearded bastards have been at sea for a few days so far. The seas are calm. You're drinking, you're singing sea shanties, you're doing arm wrestling and whatever Viking stuff that you might want to be doing. I don't know. Anything specific?
Well, Vjern is actually almost entirely naked, but he wears a mask because nobody knows what Vjern looks like.
What does the mask look like?
It just looks like a potato sack with two holes cut in it.
Oh, God. Is it a sex thing?
Nope.
Okay.
Is it hand woven?
No, I think I just stole a potato sack and cut two holes in it.
So he looks like they would be hand woven, yes.
He looks like Scarecrow when he goes swimming.
Yeah, a little bit.
Scarecrow goes to the beach.
The only thing more terrifying than fear toxin is sharks!
Are my tan lines.
I will blind you.
Anyone doing anything specific on the ship?
Is this a ship that has, like, oars, or is it strictly sailing?
It has oars, but that's when you're closer to land, so right now you guys are just using the sails.
Is it a ship or a boat?
It is a ship.
Where are the boats?
They are attached to the ship.
Werner,
a smaller landing craft, if you will.
Werner would like to maybe catch some fish because there's nothing quite like a freshly caught fish from the sea.
All right.
To taste delicious.
Sure. I mean, how much of your fishing gear did you bring with you?
Well, we were going to the ocean, so I think I probably brought some nets and some poles and some hooks and a fishing knife and maybe my arm vaders. I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, I guess a survival check?
And I am taking the background of fisherman, so mm-hmm. I probably have the advantage. My survival roll will be a 20.
You absolutely know what you're doing. You've done this before. You've never gone on a Viking raid outside of Norse territories, but you have gone on a boat and done some fishing.
Yes, when the sea wind blows through my hair, I like it a lot, and a little bit of maybe of the mist goes whoosh into my eyes. I say, oh, this is the life. It's very nice.
It looks like some kind of like perfume or cologne commercial, like your Fabio
my,
or something.
My very good rugged looks.
Oh, yes, the most rugged.
And I smell wonderful.
All right, I guess go ahead and roll me a dex check to get your line out further enough, far away enough from the ship that you might be able to snag something.
I am getting the 12.
Okay, so you get a decent distance away, but it doesn't seem like anything's biting as of right now. Now, do you want to wait, or do you want to try and do like a little wiggle maneuver?
You know, the one thing about fishing is that it takes a lot of patience, and you just have to sometimes wait for fishes to bite, but I did learn that if I flick my wrist back and forth real strong, sometimes they bite a little sooner, so I'm going to try that.
Go ahead and do a sleight of hand.
My die, it has a 2 followed by a 0 on the same thing. Is that a good one?
That sounds pretty great. You do the flick of the wrist so perfectly well that within a few seconds, you feel a little tug on the other end.
Ooh, I think I got one, guys. Who wants some fish tonight? Nobody? Okay, I guess it's mine then.
All right, strength it up.
Minoid logs.
I got me a 13 on my strength check.
It's you're tugging. It's not really going too well, though.
Ooh, it's a big fish. Maybe someone could help grab this line for me. I hope it's not a sea serpent.
I'll just stand around watching him.
You guys, hey.
I have like
there.
A fishing spear.
Naked,
just
naked
sitting,
man.
I'm just leaning up against
he's
it.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like PennDOT. There's one guy doing something.
Yeah.
You guys are managing.
Four people
supervising.
Around.
Supervising, yes. All right, so go ahead and do another dex check, or strength check, sorry, strength check. See if you can pull this hole.
I'm surprised that this fish gave me this much trouble. I'm a very strong man. That's why I was selected for the raiding party. But, I will get a 14 this time.
You're doing better, but it still hasn't breached the water.
This is a very strong fish, guys.
Strong fish.
Hey, Ken? Ken? Ken?
Ken,
you hear me?
Ken, I know I can hear you.
Maybe you could help me pull on this fishing line. I have a very big fish here.
All right, so I'll put down my loot.
Okay.
And help him tug on his fishing line, if you get my drift.
Would you help me?
How's it, 21?
It's amazing. So... Werner, you're struggling as you can, and Ken just kind of walks over. And how do you want to just completely show him up?
I want to push him out of the way and then take his line and then literally
be very careful.
Just,
the line is slippery. That's why I couldn't get it out.
And then just lightly maneuver my hands up and down to reel it in.
All right. Go ahead and do another strength. Do advantage because you're showing up, Werner.
I see you've been
15.
You got it.
You've been all taking your turns at the oars, I see.
Nope, just, I don't miss arm day, that's all.
So as Ken yeets Werner out of the way and just lightly tugs on the line, a massive fish flies out of the water. It's got fins, on a big old fin on its back.
Damn it. Fjern throws a spear to try and catch the fish in midair and take credit, but I botched. Damn.
Does he fall off the boat?
I've been holding
Hold
this
on.
Die for 20 minutes.
Let me just go ahead and roll this real quick. So, Bjorn, in an attempt to steal the glory from the already stolen glory You launch your fishing spear true about 15 feet away from where the fish actually is, and it just goes splash.
I think you got one out there. You maybe want to jump out and grab him.
Nah, I'm good.
Now, Viren, did you just kind of like throw it the wrong direction, or are you looking where it goes?
I mean, I was looking where it went.
Okay.
So I just threw it. That's not my main weapon. I just took a fishing spear.
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Use your tower again.
I prefer not to with a 19.
Okay, so you feel disappointed in yourself. And
I'm sure your ancestors felt that one. Shame is upon you and your family.
Yeah, probably.
You're right.
It's not as bad as my half-brother.
Yeah. Okay.
He's at camp right now. Old Ernest.
I think I heard that maybe there were trolls in those hills. He should watch out.
Well, he tends to get scared stupid when you say the word trolls, so I hope not.
So anyway, as you see the spear just drop into the ocean and it falls just like your mood, you see in the horizon what looks to be a massive storm on the horizon.
I was just throwing my spear to point out that there's a storm over there.
Yeah, it's a good idea, so you can't sturdy yourself on the ship with your spear anymore.
I don't need that. I got my rippling muscles for that.
Ripply muscles, yeah. Believe it or not.
Well done, voice and head.
Oh, boy. So, as each of you sees this storm incoming...
What kind of fish was it?
A fin fish?
It was a fish.
You guys, I mean... the hey, marlin. Do a nature check.
I'm also Mr. proficient Fisherman. In survival.
Survivor, okay. Nature check.
I got a 22.
Let me look up what types of fish that live in the Atlantic.
Say marlin.
No, it's too big.
It is very big. It is a big fish.
You got a whale shark.
It is a tuna.
Tunas are big.
It's a herring.
Isn't that a bird?
Herring's a big fish.
Oh, herring. Never mind. Red herring. Yeah, I'm thinking herring.
Tiger shark?
It's a tiger shark.
I had something in
is
my
it
head.
A what?
It is.
Is this still in the Atlantic?
No.
What's that ugly looking like dork fish?
Blob.
blobfish?
I think it's blobfish.
I think that's too deep sea for...
Yeah.
For here.
But it's a huge one. Huge blobfish.
Just the derpiest. Are you guys thinking of groper fish?
It's a grouper seal. Fish?
Groper fish?
Grouper?
They're grouper.
A Hans grouper fish.
A
yeah.
groper fish.
Groper fish.
Grouper.
Mr. Groper?
There's blue gropers and there's groupers.
Hans groupers?
Hans groupers. The original free folk.
These are all in Latin. None of these names work.
It's a red snapper.
Where are my tackle boxes?
Sea bass.
It's a fucking.
It's an axolotl.
A dire guppy. So that's what you got.
A dire guppy. Yeah. It's got horns and shit.
Oh,
so
it's fucking. Yeah.
So instead
bones?
Of being 2 inches, it's 5 inches.
No.
6.
It's bigger.
It's bigger.
I don't know. I'm making it up. It's 12 feet long. All right, got it. All
right. Oh, well, I believe in catch and release, so I'm going to cut the line.
No, I'm going to cut it before he can do that. I want his eyeballs to gain his knowledge.
You can try to out-dex me.
Well, I just make an attack roll.
On the fish?
On the fish.
But I'm cutting the line.
And you're cutting its eyes, so
yes.
Called shot.
He's got an ice cream scoop.
I'm hitting with a 23.
Melon ball.
Okay. Minus 2 is a 21.
You hit. Can you give me an additional sleight of hand roll so that you don't just like slash the eye in the middle and you actually able to like kind of bloop?
18.
Yeah. So, Ken, you go to cut the line, but Werner just kind of leans forward and very gracefully scoops one of the eyes out.
With his sax.
It's very noble of you. It will make him a stronger fish for having a disadvantage.
No, I think maybe you should keep that fish so we can eat him because there's a storm coming.
Scooped his eye and I already cut the line. I don't know what you want from me.
Well, I thought we pulled him onto the boat, so if you cut the line, he's still flopping in the bottom of the boat.
Well, I figured I cut the line as he was arching over the boat. I proved a point by being a better fisherman than the fisherman.
The wind is getting really choppy.
Where did this fish land, voice and head?
You said you were just kind of pulling it and letting it...
Pulling it and...
All right, so it skims across the top of the ship, right over your head, so he's able to scoop an eye out as it goes to the other side.
I'm okay
Eric,
with that.
Catch that fish.
Eric's below deck.
God damn it.
Viren throws another fishing spear with a 24.
It hits. Do you have this fishing spear attached to anything?
A rope.
Okay, it hits.
Great, I got it.
Hold on to it.
I'm holding on to it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
We could use it maybe as a towing fish.
The boat.
Mm-hmm. A towing fish for a sea serpent?
Now you're going to have to pull it back into the ship.
Sure. Yeah, boy. I'm weak. So weak from throwing that spear so great.
What'd you get?
I got a... Was it just straight strength?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got an 11.
Okay, so you're not being dragged into the ocean. Okay. However, it's not moving any closer.
Okay.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
I don't even want the fish anymore.
Nope. I have to do everything around here, and
waves,
I'm going to help.
The waves of the ocean
15.
Are getting very, very high.
15.
Okay, Ken, you start to be able to pull it in. However, with the rocking of the ship, it's getting very difficult to stand.
16.
Well, Werner is going to take cover while he's doing that. And
it's getting really close.
Can I hold on to the mast with one hand and pull with the other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right. One more time.
Viren is going to tie himself to the boat. I learned this from my brother when he sailed to Africa.
Glad you got that one in. I was wondering how you were going to fit that one in. 16!
You pull the dire guppy into the ship.
Oh! All right. I'm going to tie myself to the mast.
Tie yourself.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Viren. What
Viren
you doing?
Is going to bring the sails down and go under deck.
Oh, you want the sails
bring,
up.
Bring sails up.
Sails up.
Sails up? Oh, never mind. I'm just going to go under deck and hide with Eric.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do?
The sails are up, in fact.
Sails
right?
are up.
Okay.
Just going to laugh at God.
All right. Well, God is hearing your laughter and sending a crazy storm at you.
Dang, little bitch. So, yeah, I'm tied to the mast, so
the
whatever.
Ship is rocking back and forth. The waves are crashing. It's not rolling. There's no barrel rolls or anything, so I don't have to worry about Star Fox or anything. The rest of the crew on the ship are all on deck, also laughing at God. However, they did not learn anything from their half-brothers, so they all get scattered into the ocean, and each of you remains on the ship.
What a bunch of dumb fucks. How do you not know to tie yourself to the mast?
Even the captain?
What?
Oh, there's no captain.
Oh, not anymore, I see.
Those of you on deck, give me a perception check.
16.
No.
So, with the storm as bad as it is, you have very little visibility.
Okay.
And you can't see or hear where the other warship is. At all. So you're just kind of going blindly forward.
So there's nobody on the wheel?
Nope.
There is no wheel.
We probably should have tied that.
There is no wheel.
There's no wheel.
Yeah, we should have tied the wheel down so it didn't go anywhere.
There is no wheel.
It's a rudder.
Oh, a rudder. We should have tied the rudder down.
V did not.
But it's too... I mean, you can try and untie yourselves, but you could do an intelligence check, and as long as you get above a 5, it's going to tell you that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
What if we tie ourselves to the mast like a guideline, and then we walk... Even if we get swept off the boat, we're hanging, so we're fine. We just have to pull ourselves back up.
Yeah, just tie yourselves.
What happened to your accent?
To the mast.
I'm not great.
Oh, kidding. The storm. The seawater has really softened out your voice.
Yeah, when it goes in
you
your
ears. You sound good.
When it goes in your ears, it just messes with your voice. It turns you into a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, okay.
Hours later.
Well, Eric, how's it going?
I mean, we can have a whole bit about the few hours you two spend in the hold.
A very sensual 2 hours.
All right, it will be 5 episodes now. All right.
Your stupid fish anger, your stupid fish arguing anger Tor. Now he's going to drag us all down.
Was that Tor's fish or was that Werner's fish?
Werner's last fish.
Technically, it was Ken, since Ken pulled it in.
Yes, but Werner caught it in the first place.
We don't know these things.
Well,
we know when storm come, go below deck.
That's very smart. I did it as well. I followed Eric's very smart lead. Thank you.
Is Viking protocol number 1?
Why did everybody else stay up there and fall off? Except for those two dinguses who just tie themselves to mast. What if boat is capsized, then you can't swim and you just drown upside down? It's very dumb.
Well, if that is the gods' will.
I guess they vote be eaten by sea serpents, so that's a plus.
hours later.
Ken, are you
later.
Laughing maniacally with me up top?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all
so
I know
all
how to do.
So all you two below deck, you hear lightning crashing, and just us two just laughing. Well,
hours later of that, so you guys might have to be a little hoarse for the rest of the episode.
No, I'm a human. You told us we had to be human.
He got you. He turned your jokes around.
Lightning strikes you.
Mark it down.
Mark it down. Horse joke. So, hours later, the storm has calmed down, and you see, those of you who are above deck, can see land.
I fell asleep.
Okay, so you see the back of your eyelids. Viren, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
You see land.
All right. Hey, Ken, we got fucking land ahead. I try and spit.
Sweet, that's why you don't tie yourself to the mast, because then you are incapacitated.
What kind of check is a spit launch?
Ranged attack?
So dex?
Yeah.
Proficiency?
Sure. You're great. Proficient with that mouth.
Okay, 21.
Hits. Do you want to cold shot it?
Do you snore when you sleep, Ken?
Constantly.
Yeah, right in the mouth.
Even when I'm not sleeping, I'm snoring.
So 19.
Right in the mouth. All right.
And it's thick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess my sleep apnea was catching up with me again. You know, they say it will be the death of me. All right. Oh, where are we? What time is it? Who are you?
It's day.
How did I get here?
It is daytime.
Is our fish still tied to the boat?
It is.
Great.
It's dead.
Oh, all right.
it's dead.
I mean, I threw a spear through it, and it's been
Has the
there
shark
for a while.
Skeeting it yet?
Skeeting it?
It's on the boat.
No, it's on the. It's
no,
on the
but he has.
It's on deck.
All right, Sharky.
How close to land are we?
You guys are about to hit the shore.
Is there an anchor on this boat?
We should do landing procedures.
No. It's not technically an anchor. They have a. Vikings could use like a big metal or big rock for that.
It's just
no
a dead
point.
Fish on a spear.
The ship is built that you,
can
you
just
actually
breach
go right land.
On land.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the coast look like? Is it rocky or sandy?
So it's kind of rocky.
Maybe we
like
should
rocky too, or
it's there's some coarse sand that doesn't look to be like boulders or anything.
So if we rammed the boat onto shore, it wouldn't destroy our boat.
Do a,
survival?
Survival check.
19.
Yeah, 22. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
You guys are tied to the mast.
We can untie ourselves.
Eric comes up.
Well, I untie myself.
Goes to the front of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for it to hit land.
All right.
So you get a running start?
Ready. Shield. Sword.
He's ready.
I think Eric's kind
are
of
you
a
gonna launch
robot.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
as soon as it hits land.
Ready an acrobatics check.
Okay.
All right.
It's ready.
Werner, anything that you're doing, buddy?
Werner's going to come onto deck and grab a hold of Ken. Around the waist, maybe.
All right.
Like the Titanic.
Give him a big hug. Sure.
Slit his throat.
He is immobile. It would be the perfect time, but we are on the same team.
You blow a raspberry into his belly button or something?
I told you that one night was just between us and not to get too clingy. Werner, you don't listen very well.
Squirts him.
God bless you.
And Eric, acrobatics check.
3 and 20.
I'm sorry, what?
3 and 20.
Oh, okay. All right. So as the ship reaches land, Eric just launches himself onto shore.
Somersault, 3-point landing.
Yeah, you've however you want to fucking do it, you did it. If you want to, if you want to surf on your shield like it's Zelda, you go right ahead. But you're not going to go that far because it's kind of rocky. But you managed to stick the landing. You look amazing doing it. And now you're on the shore.
Hey, don't go running too far. We got to tie the boat down so it doesn't go back out the ocean.
He's gone.
Just run screaming.
That's why we gotta put a bell around his neck.
Eric, are you just charging forward?
I just charged forward to see, is there like an embankment, a hill or something nearby? I want to try and get a view.
So the beach itself is definitely like as breached as the ship now. You might only have to bring it in maybe 10 feet. And then there is an embankment up a hill to a very dense forest.
We don't see that other ship, do we, anywhere? Roll by yourself.
Around.
Do you have some sort of spyglass, maybe?
I don't. With it. 9.
No, definitely not.
15?
Nope, you don't see anything except calm waters.
Werner Skvirtzog is having the time of his life. He climbs the mast, and he gets one of those another 2s with the zeros after it.
Mark it down.
It's a big number.
Very well. Very nice. So, you look out into the distance across the sea, and you see nothing.
Yarr.
You see a whale breaching in the distance.
Woo. I love the sound of the whale, Bluebird.
You see some gulls. And as you cast your gaze onto the island, you can see past the trees, there seems to be some kind of smoke rising.
Did we miss the burning party? Is that where Eric is running?
Probably.
Eric's going to climb up the first tree at the top of this hill.
Okay.
Just scramble up with a 20 athletics.
You make it. You're up on the tree, sir. You're tree climbing.
What's over there?
Venner, you can see Eric on a tree. Eric.
Hey,
ass
Eric,
in the breeze.
Look, do you see the smoke over there? I pointed out to him.
I see smoke.
You do.
What is it?
Do a perception check.
16.
You see trees, and you see some small billows of smoke in the distance.
It's trees.
Is there a forest fire?
I don't know.
Do a knowledge nature check. Nature check.
Call smoke into Bjorn. I rolled a 12, so a 10.
Oh, that's not good. Well, you basically understand that...
Fire makes smoke.
Probably not a forest fire, unless it's a bunch of really small ones.
Hmm.
And it seems like it might be coming from past the forest, but you're not sure.
Small trees.
What are you guys doing?
I'm tying the fucking boat down like we're supposed to do.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to tie myself from the mast and spend 20 minutes stretching because I'm not going to blow a muscle.
Twist. What the twist?
The twist. I got 20, so I'm just stretching.
You were feeling limber after a nice...
I got a crit 20 to tie the boat down.
All right. Viren single-handedly pulls the ship onto shore.
Mark it down.
Yeah, Mark. Did you mark it down?
Yeah, totally.
I'm at 1 now.
Look at that.
I'm keeping track.
Got it.
2.
Did I have 2?
Yeah, you have 2 crits.
Oh, okay. Mark,
yeah, Mark, you mark it down.
Mark it down.
I got it.
All right. You find a particularly large boulder somewhere down the beach and just tie it off on that bad boy. And you think it's going to stick around. You're good.
Then I'll join with everyone else, as is customary.
Should we hide anything on the boat in case people come by and look around?
Hide anything on the
boat? Oh, yeah, I mean the valuables.
What valuables?
This
fish?
That's
why we're here.
All right, I'm going to take this fish down into the cabin.
Okay.
I don't want anybody messing with it.
Put it in the bed.
I'm going to put it in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
No,
and also tuck it in.
Okay.
So it's comfortable.
Make sure you salt that fish.
I punch it a couple times.
He assaults the fish.
You must preserve it so we can eat him later. I kind of want to take the fish.
You know what?
We could smoke the fish.
Stop trampling on my jokes, horse man.
We put a life preserver on the fish.
For safety.
It's preserved.
And then I'll probably get a drink because I'm parched.
All right.
It's been a while.
Water cooler there next to the bed.
And then I put a pillow on the fish and I go back upstairs.
Whose cabin was that?
Just
who cares?
Probably Eric's. He always spends so much time down there. I don't know what he does. And then I'll start walking towards the direction that everyone else went.
Every sea adventure we make, Eric just sits in his cabin the whole time and stares at the wall.
He keeps looking at a book, but he doesn't know how to read, and he just gets angrier and angrier at it.
What are you?
Unlock your secrets!
Tell me your riddles.
I hate math puzzles!
It's a math book. It's a Sudoku book. I don't understand.
What does it mean?
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, I'm going to start walking into the forest with everybody.
All right. Everyone go into the forest?
Into sure. The woods.
Okay. So, as you guys are moving through the woods, it's fairly dense. From where you are in the vantage point, you can't really see the source of ignition for those fires. However, you do hear what seems to be some kind of rustling.
My jimmies.
What?
I said my jimmies.
I thought that's what you said.
And as Eric's Werner. Jimmies get rustled, we're going to take a break.
Hey listeners, this is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. I understand with the world sort of imploding that money's kind of hard to come by, so if there is any money you can donate to the show, we greatly appreciate it. If you can't, we completely understand. We still have all the levels open, including the $50 level where you get to play with us every other week. That could be D&D, that could be, you know, whatever other game. It's really up to whatever you guys want to do. So if you get a chance, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and support the show. Or, since, you know, everyone's stuck inside, recommend the show to your family and friends, even if they're, you know, prudes. That's fine. I'm sure they will absolutely love it and not hate you forever for having them listen to it. There is one other announcement I'd like to make. Botched is going live on Twitch every single week that we do normal episodes, every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., starting on May 5th. May 5th is going to be Season 5, rolling the characters, building backstories and all that stuff, building the ship out, sort of getting a lay of the land. Season 5, Episode 1 will be May 12th, 6:30 p.m., so go to twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Give us a follow, tune into the show. Every single week that we would normally be doing regular episodes, we will be doing those live on Twitch. But if you don't care about watching us perform live on Twitch, we also will be releasing those episodes as per usual on all of your podcatching devices. So we hope to see you there, and we appreciate in these weird, crazy times any support you could provide, whether it be on Twitch, Patreon, or whatever. All right, well, let's get back to the show.
And we're back!
We're like a stealth.
Okay,
yes, we should probably stealth our way because this is probably hostile territory.
19, Vervierne.
Mm-hmm.
3 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Werner has used up all of his luck for the episode, and he has botched his stealth roll, so maybe he is clanging his shield a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's
I'm stealthing. Bang.
Between the signals for hand signals for stealth and for intimidate, and well, he is intimidating.
All right. You're intimidating trees.
Here I come to slay the day. Clang, clang. Werner is on his way.
Clang, clang.
I got a 19.
A 19. Yeah. All right. So everyone except for Werner is being silent. And Eric is being very loud.
Werner.
That's Eric.
Werner.
Squirtzog.
Yeah, Squirtzog. Squirtzog is being quite loud.
Dr. Squirtzog.
Dr. Squirthog.
Yeah, the squirt hog.
That's what we call him. That's his name when he gets drunk.
It's covered squirt in hollow spines that just constantly shoot like a milky goo everywhere.
Viscous. You shake it, it gets frothy.
I like milking hogs. It's good for your complexion.
Hog milk.
Free range hog milk.
Fermented hog milk.
From their single teat.
Oh, God.
Straight from
just
the tap.
One fat tip.
I was talking about its dick, but all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, wait, I think that wait. They were all referencing the penis.
So all mammal farm animals that we have, we get milk from them. There's like goat's milk and cow's milk and sheep's milk. Why don't we get pig milk?
We're sitting on a gold mine.
To start our first pig dairy farm.
How many times have you pitched a different dairy farm in the 4 years of this fucking
It's a lot show. Of them. And it's, I think, a couple, like three or four times, it's been cats.
It's always cats.
Because you can do it in the urban environment, because you can have them all in the house, and you just need little pumps.
Sure, yeah, that house won't smell terrible after one night.
What, just like, smells like milk
chicken
and cat
farm fucking smell good?
A bunch of cats in heat spraying milk and
they're like
piss everywhere.
Chained to the wall like the wives in fucking Mad Max Fury Road.
But they're also... The chicks that are lactating constantly.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, why haven't we done a Mad Max Furry Road yet? Very rude.
Don't say anything. That's season five.
That's all of season five.
Yeah. Space.
Furry Road.
Furry Road.
So, okay. Everyone is stealth except for Squirtzog, and the rustling in the bushes around you seems to get louder.
Hey, Russell, you stop it.
You can hear
growling.
We've talked
about this.
Yeah. Seems to be coming from two different directions. In front of you and to your right.
Perception check?
Maybe it is the wolf or some sort of bear wolf, maybe.
19 for Viern.
You can't see anything yet, but you can hear it.
Can Seems I do a nature like, check to figure out what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, nature check?
Absolutely. While you guys do a nature check, you can tell at least that there seem to be three things in the bushes, and they're coming at you very quickly.
12.
20.
It could be dogs. It's definitely wolves.
Probably
Squirtzog.
Wolves. Yes.
Zero.
Definitely. Okay. You got a zero. You've forgotten
he
what
went
you
the
are.
Direction.
What are animals?
What that?
You that think the... it's a bush. Like the plant itself is making noise.
Loud bush.
One growl is worth two in the bush.
Oh. Bush ice, not bush light.
So there's going to be about one round before the most likely wolves come at you guys.
Werner is going to get out his shield and his Danish axe and try to get near everybody else.
Is that fruit-filled or cheese-filled?
Of raspberry.
Raspberry Danish axe.
Do the wolves know that we are here, the three of us who are stealth, that we're here, or do they only focus fire on Werner?
Well, it's
been
hard to establish a dialogue with the wolves.
I think I can find...
Hey,
hold
wolves,
on.
Are you here for us or him? Okay.
As an outlander, I get to pick a language.
Pick wolf.
I pick wolf.
Maybe that's
you are raised by wolves.
Raised by
you know Norse wolves. You're not, you don't really know English wolves.
And Kentucky wolves.
Yeah.
It's
what,
true.
What about timber wolves?
No.
Wall Street wolves.
What about the Yukon wolves?
Oh, he's got it.
Connecticut.
The Connecticut wolves.
Yeah.
Those are the two wolf species you can
Kentucky and Connecticut.
Yeah.
But teens.
No. I like that mature wolf.
Like mature wolf puss.
No, that's not what I said. Don't put pussy in my mouth.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You keep that away from
keep
me.
Keep your pussy out of my mouth.
I don't want no minge mouth.
We should have done this live on Twitch.
We'd be banned.
We fucked up. Woo-hoo. All right, well then, do we get an action before initiative, or are we already in initiative?
No, not yet. We're
you
one,
said we get to prepare.
You can prepare. You can do an action. What would you like to do?
Viern already in attack just in case a wolf does come his way.
Okay.
I'm climbing a tree.
All right.
Get my shield and my axe out.
You can either go do... You can either go...
I can go where I want to. I can leave my friends behind.
Okay, and you're going to do that by climbing the tree. Do athletics.
Not. I don't want to go like to the top of the tree. I want to go like halfway so I have a little bit of a vantage point
okay.
below.
So,
does anybody else have a bow, or?
You said
no.
Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
Hand axe. Axe for throwing.
24.
Do you manage to get about halfway up the tree? Should be about 20 feet for this specific tree.
Can I not go that high?
You can go however high you want. 10 feet?
10 feet.
All right, you're 10 feet up on the tree.
All right.
What kind of trees are these?
Coniferous.
English fir.
Balsam.
Hey, and Ken, be careful. Those are meat-eating trees.
Meat trees. All right, let's go ahead and do some initiatives.
Who's is he your half?
And the rest of us were readying attacks, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Werner has a 18.
I was not readying an attack.
Oh, is a wolf coming near me?
I was readying something else.
Oh.
Initiative?
But I'll do initiative. 24.
I'm just getting an initiative done.
17.
If we did Furry click? Road, we can cover Holiday Road. It's Furry Road.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking
furry
about.
Furry Road.
You know it if you heard the song.
It's from
Holiday
Vacation.
Road.
Every vacation movie except for Christmas Vacation.
Nope.
Okay.
You'd know it if you
heard. Even European Vacation?
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric, what did you get for initiative?
4 and 20.
Ken?
5.
Oh, great. And Vjern?
19.
Who's going to be the lucky one to fail me? You.
These two are bad.
Oh, well, let me see how they do on my end. Oh, I think they're all right dudes. All
right, so before your actual turn, three wolves pop out of the bush, and everyone that has readied an action may use one. So just Squirtzog, Vjern, and Eric, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
So, Eric, since you have the highest initiative, you can do your first call to action, or held action.
My readied action was to be to stand up, arms spread wide, bang the shield, and try and scare them away with either intimidation or animal handling.
Choose one.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Is it 17 either way?
Okay.
The same bonus. And scream and shout.
The first wolf in front of you definitely jumps back a little bit. Didn't know you were there. Seems intimidated. But the next wolf that comes right behind it gives no fucks. And the first wolf then looks over and goes, all right, no, let's fuck this guy up. The wolf coming from your party's right side, which would be to the east, also doesn't give a shit.
Okay.
Next held action would be Vjern.
I miss.
Okay.
Unless a 10 hits, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
It does not.
Yeah.
And Squirtzog.
They're battle Squirtzog wolves.
He's going to swing with his axe. With a 24.
And which wolf are you going for?
The lead wolf. The one that convinced the other wolf to not give as many fucks as it used to.
Okay, the one that didn't give a shit.
Yes.
You hit.
And I would also do 10 damage with my Danish axe.
Okay, you swing and slam the blade of the axe into the shoulder of the wolf, knocking it to the side and doing significant damage.
Yes. Are we of a level where we get two attacks or no?
No, it's level 5.
All right. Well, I'd like to make sure that I am shoulder to shoulder with my battling compatriots because I have the defender abilities to impose disadvantage.
Okay. And that's all of our held actions. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're going into actual combat. Eric, begin.
The no fucks giving wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Sword.
Okay.
Not time for shield wall yet. 16.
Hits.
For 10 damage.
You swing and strike thusly into the wolf's body, causing significant damage. It is not looking good.
I use a bonus action to shove it.
Okay.
With my shield.
All right.
I think that's a opposed athletic strength.
Don't look at me. I don't even know how to... I still don't know how to play this game.
Yeah, Phil doesn't know how...
What did you get?
Works.
I got a 16.
Good, because I got a 3. You push it to the limit.
Real good. Push it 10 feet.
Does that mean it gets a... Yep. I get an AOO because it's going out of my attack
range?
No. No, because it doesn't leave on its own will.
Yep.
I know rules.
Any other actions for you,
nope,
sir? Okay. Next up, we have Vjern.
I'm just going to attack whatever one's closest.
All right. For you, that would be the Eastern Wolf.
That'd be Ken.
The East Wolf comes from the East to do battle with Vjern.
15.
Hits.
6 damage.
What are you hitting with, a spear?
No, I have a Danish axe.
Okay, so 6 damage?
8. 8 damage.
8 damage. You heavily thwack the wolfy bitch and deal significant damage to it. It is very, very angry and hurt.
Zog.
Very, very squirt. So, squirt Zog.
I will press my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I dealt 10 damage. I just remember what the plus 2 I have written down for. I have plus 2 for having a one-handed weapon.
Okay. It's still up. It's just...
No. How is a 15
wounded
to hit?
15 to hit is beautiful.
Squirtzog will do minimum damage of 6.
To the same wolf they hit before?
Yes.
Not giving a shit, wolf?
Fuck you, not give a shit, wolf. I'll show you shit.
How would you like to kill it?
I want to cut open its bowel so the shit comes out so it does give shit.
All right, so I'm... So it's going to, jump up on its hind legs and try and get you, and you just kind of laugh and just uppercut with the blade. And
yes.
Unzip it.
I think you mean uppercut.
He uppercut it, yes. He slices, he dices, and he kills that wolf. Congratulations.
He makes Julian's fries.
You got 50 experience.
I wish he would make me some fries instead of this bitch-ass Julian.
Don't mark down your experience. It doesn't matter.
We'll stop writing 50 experience. Thank you.
Okay, next up, it is going to be...
Oh, wait. Wait. Can I bonus action or secondary action intimidate the other wolves?
You can try.
With the blood gut shit all over my face that I just uppercutted with?
Yes, the blood gut shit.
I am botching.
Okay, they definitely don't care. In fact, they are more ready to murder.
I said something in Wolvish, and I said, yes, I am a stupid wolf face, and you should kill me harder.
And they were like, yo, wolf face isn't cool, and so now they're going to try and murder you more.
It's our word.
So it'll be one of the northern wolves. I'm sorry, the only northern wolf.
There's an east wolf.
A 17 hit you.
Werner?
Yes.
Yes, it hurts. That hurts. Okay. Hog me.
So it jumps over the body of its dead compatriot and bites you for 9 damage.
That is a lot.
It really is. and then give me a strength saving throw.
I got a 20.
Okay.
Not natural.
As it bites you, it tries to drag you to the ground, but you are just too swole.
Fuck you, wolf. My strength is 19.
Okay, and next up, we're going to have Mr. Ken.
I'm in the trees. I'm one with the trees.
You are one with the trees.
The trees are with me.
Okay.
How...
Are you Lorax?
No, I have a longsword. So, there's a wolf beneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all semi-injured?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come down and downward stab with my sword upon its head.
Like a Link sword jump?
Yes, like all in right. Smash Brothers.
All right. You're only 10 feet up, right?
Yeah.
And 15 feet is the D6 for damage?
I think it's 10 feet.
It's every okay. 10, yeah.
All right. Then roll an attack. Would you be considered the ranged weapon here?
It wouldn't be ranged. It would just be the weight of my body.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still kind of like trying to aim yourself. You don't want to fall to the side.
You want me to do two? Do you want me to do a...
I'd probably do an
athletics and then an attack?
Give me an athletics and then an attack. All right,
athletics first.
Just to make sure that you're jumping onto it.
It is an 18.
Yes.
And then my attack roll itself would be... 24?
Yep.
And I'm doing 10 damage to its skull.
Okay, so...
Plus crush weight.
You...
Shit!
Onto its head.
Yeah!
Exactly. And the blade goes right through the skull, and so do your feet, and the rest of your body. You just kind of... it, and it's totally dead. Also, take a D6 worth of damage.
I'm going to take 6 damage!
Yay.
Max.
Where's the other wolf?
There is only one wolf.
I'm going to look it in its eyes and bonus action intimidate.
Sure, go ahead.
And as I say,
is intimidation a bonus action?
You did it. I wanted to be like you.
I did a second action, full action.
All right, well, it's my second action then.
That's not how this works. Whatever.
Let's say my attack was a move action.
Your bonus action to intimidate.
How about a 12?
It looks at you, and if a look could give you the finger, you're getting like 6 of them.
Well, I only speak Western
it's
wolf.
It's like if like Shiva had appeared in the wolf's eyes, just giving you the bird.
They're wolves or birds. Which one are they, voice and head?
It's saying, fuck you.
I've already been inside your friend. You'll be next.
But you're cool.
I hate your friends and they hate me too. We have the wildly talented and illiterate Mr. Eric.
I read.
He reads things very well.
You can look at words.
Going after the other wolf.
All right. Go for it.
Charge. 23.
Hits.
Oh, no. Sorry. 25.
Hits. Nope, that's too high, actually.
You're too high. For 9 points.
All right. Well struck. You deal a nice portion of damage to it.
Shove it towards Wagner.
Who?
Wagner.
Werner.
Squirtzug.
Werner. Werner.
Squirtzug.
Werner.
All right. You shove it towards the squirt.
24.
You, yes. That's, duh. All right. Viren.
Viren's going to go kill that last wolf.
Do it up.
Get out of there, crit. Let's roll and see if it's any better. Exact same thing again. Okay. 15 damage.
What weapon are you using?
Danish hand axe. I critted.
How would you like to kill this wolf?
Is it facing away from me or towards me?
It is not facing you.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to try and just chop it right down the middle of the spine.
Okay.
So then we can split it in half.
Ooh. So, you slam the axe into the spine, it severs the spinal column. The wolf instantly is paralyzed and then dies.
No, we should have kept it alive.
Interrogate it.
Where'd you come from?
Where are the other drugs going?
Who do you have back there?
Where's Rachel?
It's only water. It's also not your house.
Who is the dog now, man?
And your axe blade is kind of stuck in the spine a little bit.
Hold on. Maybe you can control him. It'd be like a weird puppet.
I have a weird...
You could walk it into town and freak out the people that live there.
Sleight of
no.
hand?
No. This doesn't work. I just pull the axe.
No fool puppets.
The axe comes out.
Yeah. I try to wiggle, but it just falls right out.
Hmm.
Well, all right. You've defeated 3 wolves.
All right, England is ours. Let's go home.
We should cut the skins off and wear them.
On it.
Don't want to waste good wolf skin.
Survival check to skin wolf.
Well, let's. 18. Who's all right? He's skinning one.
I'll skin one.
Okay.
Behead it.
Who would like to skin wolf number 1, which is the one that you just killed?
I would
Werner
like to. It also Garen. Make a skull cap out of its skull.
Well, how else would you skin a wolf, you idiot?
Who would like
if
to skin...
If you don't have the hood of the wolf's face over your cap, then you don't skin wolves well.
What's your survival check?
17.
That is to skin it, and you do. Well done. It is skinned. You need to do another check for the hat.
Are you proficient in survival?
Yes.
Okay. Are we all proficient in survival?
Werner is. Yes. Yeah. We are Viking raiders.
All right, so you get the wolf head off. It doesn't look great, but that probably adds to the intimidation factor because there's some bits of muscle and still some skin left. There's like eyeballs and shit.
Okay.
But you can just take the rest of an action to strap it to your mask. You don't have to roll anything.
All right. Yep, I do that.
Who would like to skin the wolf that doesn't give no shits?
I would because I killed it. And also I would like to point out that there are only 3 wolves and 4 of us, so someone's not getting a wolf hat.
Well, since everyone else has skinned theirs already... I guess I'll just find a local dog in the town up here.
Or maybe a person.
Or maybe
a person.
That's right. I could find a puppy human and do it that way.
Squirtzog, give me your survival.
My survival is a 25.
To skin it, well skinned. It's beautiful. Like if
pristine.
It's as if it was never injured in the first place.
You're a better woodsman than you are a fisherman.
Well, you know, the Squirtzogs are a long line of woodsmen.
You say a log line?
Yes, and we have a logging camp, and I was the rebel of the family because I chose the sea because I love the taste of the fish.
And would you also like to make a wolf mask?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, do you want to do that?
Really.
Okay.
With my ears sticking out so it looks like I have wolf ears on the top of my head.
I mean, I thought that was implied, but okay.
So you're
well. Yours is a mask.
This
so you're
just
wearing the face.
Survival. This would be like. Are you proficient in tailoring?
No.
You're just gonna wing it.
I mean, I'm proficient in tailoring.
Are you?
VF.
Oh.
Seriously.
Animal handling and survival.
Okay, but animal handling is for living animals.
The animal's well, been handled.
It's handled.
I mean, he's handling it right now.
You can attempt to use your fishing hook and line to modify the skin of the wolf into being like a hood, or you could just have a bloody skin on you that doesn't really...
Well, I'm going to try to make a wolf hoodie.
All right.
You could probably use some bark in there to fill it out a little bit.
Do sleight of hand, but you don't... If you're advantaged, you don't get advantage on it.
Well, it doesn't matter because I crit the 20.
Oh, it looks fucking amazing.
Mark it down.
The original cosplayer!
It's his third one.
Mark it down.
And I've botched twice also.
It's even.
All right, and Eric, you're just getting the last one.
I got the last one.
All right.
Now, Austin, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Tropic Thunder panda hat, like the head on top of his skull. That's what I'm thinking for the wolf.
Oh, I thought you were just taking the wolf's skull and like putting it on your mask.
No.
That's what I hope.
That's
like,
fine.
Like Tropic Thunder.
All right, that's...
the mask would have been cooler, and you probably would have gotten an AC bonus.
No.
Till the bone shards go into your face.
And then you get
and
more
you're
damage.
You're blind.
Survival check?
Was it 18?
18. You skin it. Looks good. You can do anything with it?
Wear it.
All right. Just as is?
Yep.
All right. Like tie it around you like a sweater?
Over my shoulders.
Like a sweater?
Like a cardigan.
So like a white person?
Yes.
Going on vacation to some weird historical
Have you
town.
Seen my skin?
I mean, yeah, it's right there all over the place.
Yeah. It's kind of bloody right now with that wolf on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, you have three skinned wolves. One's missing a face.
Bottom jaw.
Well, the jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skull, what have you.
Eyeball hanging out.
Jaw skull.
Looks good. Very intimidating.
Yeah.
Mine Probably. Still has the top jaw as like a visor.
Oh,
That's
good.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Where's everybody putting their bottom jaws?
We're throwing them to you, you wolfless son of a bitch.
That's all right. I can use them.
I'd probably put it in number four. That's the bottom jaws movie.
Fuck out of here.
You don't have an Ernest joke for that? You piece
fight.
Of shit.
He didn't go to the beach. He didn't fight sharks. Jaws but, 5. Ernest fights jaws.
Street sharks.
Street sharks.
Jawsome.
You're right. You wouldn't want Ernest to jump the shark on those movies.
So, now that you guys have skinned three wolves...
I'm going to make pauldrons of these jaws! I just want to be included.
All right.
Survival?
Just a bunch of bottom jaws.
Sure.
Arts and crafts.
18!
You make some pauldrons. Jaldrons.
Jaldrons. You know what? These are now knee pads.
Knee pads. All right. Knee jaws.
No.
You got nodgies.
You can have a
nodgies.
Cup.
Nodgies.
Johnnies.
You can have a cup.
I don't care about my testicles.
Johnnies. So.
You don't have three knees, though. What are you going to do with the other jaw?
Extra.
Don't
I'm going to pocket it and turn it into a boomerang sometime.
Pocket jaw.
All right.
Pocket jaw for the pocket jaw.
Now that that's done, you guys are in the woods. You got three dead wolves in front of you.
It's my cover band.
V should go towards the smoke, I think. Sneakily.
Three dead wolves is your cover band? For what band?
Three Dog Night.
Come on, man. Come up with it. That's where I was going, though. Well done. What time of day is it?
Do a nature check.
To look at the sun.
I stare directly 12. Into the sun with an 18.
It's soon to be evening. So late afternoon.
Go towards smoke.
Yeah.
But I want to stay stealthy while we do it.
Give me some stealth checks.
Do I get a plus with my knees?
Nope.
You actually get a minus.
Yeah. I learned stealth from my brother when he joined the army.
I thought he was your half-brother.
I round up.
All right, Viren, what'd you get?
8 of 4.
Nah, you're not great.
Sorry,
Ken?
5.
Oh, better, but not...
so much
well,
better.
Not great.
16.
Oh, better. A lot better.
18.
Amazing.
20% better.
16 for Squirtzog.
Okay, yeah. So everyone except for Viren is pretty stealthy. Viren thinks he's being quiet, but the jaw... Like, the hat and the mask that he have are kind of, like, rattling a little bit. And, yeah, and you got some squishy noises from all the juicy bits that
My
you...
My mask is wet now.
Yeah.
So it's just...
So am
There's wolf blood in your eyes.
I can't see what I'm doing. I'm running into every bush.
These were rabid wolves. Now that's leaking into your eyeballs.
But you guys make it to the edge of the forest. And you can see what looks to be two different communities... There's one to the to your northeast, and then there's one further away to just the east.
What do they look like?
small hamlets. The first one to the north has one large building and just like three or four smaller huts.
He was the son of the king.
Mm.
Hut jokes.
That's a Hamlet joke.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yep. All right.
Hut.
Pizza the Hamlet.
And then the eastern community looks to be a little bit larger. There's two bigger buildings and about eight or nine smaller ones. But if you guys want to do another perception check for me.
Werner got a 7.
Werner doesn't see shit.
20.
3 and 20.
All right.
19.
Bjorn, Eric, and Ken can see even further in the distance is a large, large...
shimmering light?
Yeah. Castle-like building. You do not know what it's meant for.
What direction was that?
And that's going to be northeast. As the crow flies, if you were to walk between the communities, you would walk straight towards that castle-like place.
North by northeast.
Yep.
Yep.
Splitting the two towns.
Mm-hmm.
So where did we land? If everything's north and east.
Have an idea.
As the Werner Squirtzogs.
My idea is we wait for dark... and then we run through the town screaming while lighting everything on fire. Causes chaos, light everything on fire, it'd be great.
That's what we always do.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, it works every
time.
We
have 100% success rate with it, so it sounds like a good idea.
Usually we have a superior force, but there are only the four of us because we do not know where our friends are, so I don't know if that is the correct choice in this instance.
Well, yes. Always correct.
Hold on.
If one or two of us just runs through town screaming with the wolves and the and weapons, and then the other people are sneakily lighting fires, they might think the two are connected and freaking out.
They think maybe we are werewolves who can light fires?
Yes.
On it. I'll go now.
No.
Should we maybe send the one that's not wearing wolf pelts and talks like a normal person into one of the towns to maybe talk to him like a normal human?
You think you talk
you speak
like a normal
English?
Human?
I do speak
do you
English.
You speak fairy?
No, I do not speak fairy.
Well, I speak fish and Werner. Viking sog.
Maybe we should get horses.
Oh, yes, wild horses? We're just going
to... No, it's a town. It's probably got a stable for us to steal horses.
Or at least probably
like
one
a,
horse
or a
town.
Barn. Yeah. It's England. It's not like,
is it
New York City where there's no
hey,
horses?
Is there mountains or anything around?
The only elevation that you can see is going to be that castle that seems to be at the top of a very steep hill.
We're in Finland.
Sorry, I wrote Schindler. So bad.
This is why we can't go alive.
What's wrong? There's nothing racist about Schindler. It's an elevator company.
It's a defunct elevator company.
It's not.
They're no longer listed.
That's fair. And that's how you do a smart Nazi joke.
I wasn't doing a Nazi joke.
That's a good, that's Twitch approved.
Doing an elevator joke. Anyways, that's my plan.
All right. What are you guys doing?
Because if we wait and maybe send me in as a scout, then I can get a lay of the land since we're kind of don't really know where we're at right now. We don't know where the storm pushed us. We don't know where the other party is. All we know is that there's wolves.
If we keep watch, we could maybe see them if they all attack at night. And if they don't, we should attack at night. Or we could just get jobs and join the community. We probably have marketable skills.
I mean, most of you showed how you could skin a pelt really well.
We could make a leatherworking business. Or cosplay.
Fur trappers.
Sven's Leather Daddies, leatherdaddies.com.
I say we burn everything to ground.
Yes, that sounds
take
nice.
Take valuables,
as well.
Kill peoples.
Hold up in the ship.
Yeah.
We should sleep in the tree while we watch overnight and see with the information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that wasn't me saying yes to that idea. Hmm? That's just me marking something down.
Well, that you marked down, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. This has nothing to do with you guys. Mm-hmm. It's going on in the world around you.
All right, what do we want to do?
Take a nap.
Yeah, let's just go perch up in a tree for a little bit.
We should watch them for a day to get information on their doings and happenings and maybe what that big stone place is.
Ken.
Yes?
I'm hungry.
Well, there's a fish back at the boat.
I'll see if I can scrim up some...
It's in your bed.
Vermin, like rabbits or...
You guys just killed three wolves.
Well, yeah, but they desecrated the meat them. As they...
No.
You don't eat wolves?
Don't eat
yes,
dogs.
Yes, we do. They make us strong.
No.
I'm pretty sure I'd eat a wolf.
Odin would get so mad at you.
Or maybe we'd gain the power of the wolf.
Yes, that's what Werner was thinking.
Haven't you ever been hungry like a wolf?
No, I eat regularly. Like every two hours.
All right.
Snacks, mostly. With two big meals.
You eat six meals a day.
Yeah.
Just trying to bulk.
What are the people... So can we see any people in the distance, like the town or whatever?
It's a little too far away to make them out individually. You can tell that there are people moving around. However, it doesn't seem to be a very busy time.
What do they look like? What type of clothes they got?
Humans.
Colors their skin?
Humans.
That doesn't tell me any of
You're
those.
You're pretty far away.
All right.
See things moving.
I think we should creep up.
What's the distance between us and the towns?
It'd probably take you about, I don't know, half an hour to get to the closer one, which is the northern town, and then probably twice that to get to the eastern town.
And what's between us and there? Is it open field? Is it woods all the way there?
No, you guys are at the right at the edge of the woods. It is majoritively an open field with some of it has been cultivated. Some of it is looks like they're working on cultivating it, tilling it for plants or for livestock. But
what kind of plants are they growing?
You can't really recognize
what
any
color
of this
is it?
You don't really know. It's,
I don't know what colors are.
It's green right now.
Okay.
Later it's going to be like darker green because there's going to be less light.
What if we burn their crops?
It's green. It'd take forever.
And then it'll be red for a bit and then black.
So are there farming huts between now and the towns?
Here and there.
Ooh,
scattered.
Werner has had a brain picture of an idea. So we should wait till nighttime. Set a fire to their crops, and then when they come out to stop it, we will sneak into their town and burn that down as well. And then when they come there, we will burn them to death.
Or we just sneak in their hut while they're sleeping and kill them and skip the fire part, where more people would see it.
Well then, how is Werner supposed to get an erection?
By fucking the corpse like you always do, I don't know.
The fire has to happen first.
Well, why did you take the eyeball out of the fish if you weren't going to fuck it?
To gain his knowledge... In the sea, and we are now off the sea, so we should eat some eyeballs of the peasants after we kill them.
It makes a good point.
But all the treasure is probably in that big castle.
I pulled the eyeball off of Werner's.
Viern's
wolf helmet, and I give it over to Werner's. Now you have the sight of the wolf.
Constitution save.
He's good at that.
I got me an 18.
It's fucking delicious.
Yes, I love the taste of eyeballs.
You like
Thank
them
you.
Raw
balls.
Raw
they
balls.
Just burst in your mouth after you crunch on them.
It's like a gusher.
Like a zit.
Like a gusher filled with yolk.
Yolky pus.
All right, I'm going to make my way towards the closest farm barn.
Okay.
I will follow.
Wait, it's probably going to take about 10 minutes to get to that one.
Let's get there.
But I'm going to do it as quietly as possible.
Are we waiting until nightfall or just doing...
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
We're still far away out from the city. But
okay. I will stealth.
17 on my stealth.
You're feeling stealthy, baby.
15 for stealth.
You're feeling stealthy.
Natural 20 for stealth.
Oh, no one knows where Eric went.
Ben?
Not even Eric.
Eric's gone.
He's off the reservation,
what'd you get, Squirtzog?
Skritzog got a 10.
You're feeling average. Stealthy, but the rest of your party is like, oh, this loud motherfucker. Squishzog. So as the party stealthfully and in some cases non-stealthfully reaches the first farming hut, that's where we're going to call the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to this in-betweener. We will be coming back with a regular campaign in the coming months which we will be letting you know. Until then, enjoy our the fruits of our labor, and this time we don't mean our testicles.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, The Nucky, Chronic Ejaculator, Skinnerd, Chris Wisdom, Stiggy, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. You can support the show many ways by heading over to botchpodcast.com/store, where there are pint glasses, shot glasses, coasters, stickers, prints, shirts galore. You can go over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and financially support us that way, like our newest patron, Nick Kosser, the lead guitarist of Gozer. Thank you very much, my dude. If you have the time, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We are currently out, so if you want to get in there, it's time to do it now. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. And as always,
when you're just hanging out with your family in the woods, doing the things that you love to do, hunting for prey, basking in the sun, just pooping, you know, peeing. Playful barking, and four drunken shirtless idiots roll up and murder you and your family. Howl botched, and we'll hear you.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
Did you guys see that volcano explode in Indonesia?
Nope.
Man, it was kind of dope because there was a lightning storm happening inside the ash. Geez.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool to watch.
That's called a summoned demon.
It's called the apocalypse.
They summoned a demon.
It was funny because yesterday they got their first cases of corona. And then today the volcano blew up.
Oh, they're having a bad week.